7:35 this morning here with Steve and Ted in the morning, and with us this morning, a special guest, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Terrific weather we're having. Are you here or are you in Washington right now?
No, I escaped Washington, D.C., although I just got an alert for anybody on the Capitol Plaza. Take coverage. There's a tornado warning.
No.
Who would think? There's so many things going on in Washington. Now we have a tornado, apparently. But I'm home for the next couple of weeks in Kansas.
So you're not in Kansas anymore then. wow.
Good point.
Does that happen very? That can't happen very often in D.C. But that's a
no.
That's some of Debbie
related
going on.
To the hurricane.
Debbie, yeah. All right. Well, you got somebody coming to town. You're going to be hosting a special guest on Monday. Tell us about it, sir.
Well, I'm really pleased that my invitation has been accepted, and I certainly coordinated my efforts with Congressman Estes to bring to Wichita. And I think we talked about this on the show once before. I invited the CEO and the chairman of the board after the merger, the acquisition was announced. And my first text after that was to the chairman of the board and the CEO saying, please come to Wichita. Wichita needs to hear and see what your plans are. You need to meet with employees. You need to get acquainted with the community. You need to demonstrate a commitment as Boeing to Kansas. And we had a date set a week ago, and lo and behold, the CEO, a new CEO, was announced. And he then subsequently agreed to come on Monday. So in Wichita with me on Monday will be Kelly Ortberg, the new CEO of Boeing, and Stephen Mollenkopf, who is the chairman of the board. And we're going to spend some time at Spirit talking to employees, some time with community leaders. And then I want them to see and hear about NIAR and Sherry Utash's Wichita Tech, Wichita State University Tech. And we're going to do that at NCAT. So we're going to make some hopefully some friends, but mostly we want to hear what they have in mind for how they're going to treat Spirit employees and how they're going to treat Kansas and Wichita.
Senator, do we know anything about Ortberg except that I know he's been an executive in the airline or aircraft building, but anything else you know about him?
He was an engineer and worked his way up at Collins Rockwell, became the CEO of Collins Rockwell, a significant aerospace supplier, and when it was sold to Raytheon and became RTX, he retired. He's on that board of directors. He's in his mid-60s, and he's from Iowa, and I'm always pleased when, I don't know what your home state is, I better be careful, I'm always pleased when I meet somebody that comes from the Midwest, and hopefully they bring some things that we find very appealing in Kansas with them. Well, and certainly my conversations on the phone have been very positive.
It's a tough time. This guy is not coming in under the best circumstances, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on him. And I hope he's up to it because all the problems we've had with the 737, Boeing is, well, he needs to have a comeback. That's what he needs, to come back to.
Boeing, the country needs Boeing. We need it from a national security and an economic point of view. They need to succeed. They've got lots of challenges. And I mean, they brought this person in from outside, I assume, with the understanding that things are going to get turned around. One of the things that is high on my priority to discuss with Boeing executives is the defense work that Spirit now does for companies other than Boeing, places like Textron, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, General Atomics. We need to make sure that those jobs remain in Wichita. And what's the plan? Certainly by those companies, they'll have something to say about that. But what's the Boeing plan for the 2,000 workers at Spirit today that do defense work, not commercial work?
Is there any problem with that? I mean, as far as Boeing doing work for somebody else, is a conflict or anything?
Boeing and these companies compete for work in the defense world, so they're competitors. And so this really, I mean, I assume Boeing would be interested in doing the work. The question in somewhat becomes, on the other hand, let me say that I assume first that Boeing needs and will focus on the commercial side. They, as we just said, to get their house in order, that's got to be their priority. They got to satisfy the FAA. They got to satisfy the flying public, the airlines, and get their, I mean, nothing happens good in commercial aviation unless people know that they can fly safely, and they can fly safely. So that's the we got to get to that point, or there's no business for commercial aircraft. So that's got to be their priority. What happens to the and the issue for me and for Kansas is if they're not, if those companies are not interested or not willing to stay in the Boeing realm, then what can we find in Wichita that can do the work that Spirit was doing? What can we find in other companies to take up that opportunity? As I've said 100 times, politicians are known for repeating themselves, but I've said 100 times at least that we want to make sure that Kansas remains the air capital of the world, and that means we need to diversify and do more work in defense and space, and we've been doing that in Wichita and South Central Kansas, and I don't want to lose the progress that we've made in bringing business to Spirit in that realm, but also to supply companies across Wichita and across Kansas.
And after your recent time at the Farnborough Air Show, are you hearing some of those concerns from worldwide customers? Are there concerns about our aviation, or are we making progress?
No, I think we're making progress, and I think there's an understanding of what's going on here. The customers certainly matter, probably matter more than anything, and the customers depend upon people who are willing to fly. But also, I mean, there's been reports with the FAA, and I've had several conversations with the FAA administrator about what progress Boeing and Spirit are making. We're going to stay on top of that to make sure that there's no false concerns, but the concerns that are real are answered.
And you just know the FAA is on this like a duck on a June bug. They are going to make sure that they make it just as tough as they can.
It took us forever to get an administration to nominate somebody and that the Senate would confirm to be the FAA administrator. We've had an acting administrator until about 6 months ago, and I think we're really fortunate to have somebody there that is in charge, that has been confirmed by the Senate, and is in there full time and knows that the people who work there know that he's there long term. So things have improved at the FAA, in my view, under the leadership of the current FAA administrator. We also have NTSB, the National Traffic Safety Board, and they're paying attention to this, and we expect another report from them about Spirit and Boeing in the near future.
Hey, the world champions of football are playing this weekend. What do you think about that?
How about that? there's just been lots of sports. I was home in Hayes. The Hayes Larks in Wichita, Kansas, won the NBC National Championship.
Right.
So we cheered them on, and then I've been watching the Olympics more this year than I have previously. They've just kind of captured me more than usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't blame you. You see Snoop Dogg on there. It's really.
You do know that my wife had to explain to me who Snoop Dogg was.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that a bit. All right. Thank you, Senator. Thanks for being with us this morning. Enjoy this
conversation.
Enjoy this autumn weather with, you said, a tornado warning in D.C. this morning.
Correct. Nothing can go right these days.
Holy mackerel.
I'll be in Wichita. See you on Monday.
Yay. All right. Yay. Thank you, sir. 743, Steve and Ted, coming up on Wichita Business Journal Update. Park City Downtown Development breaks ground today. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.